Illinois Governor Pritzker tries to blame Trump for Sherrod Gorman murder. By Neil Monroe on March 23, 2026. Illinois' pro-migration governor is trying to blame President Donald Trump for the murder of college student Sherrod Gorman by an illegal migrant living in the amnesty zone of Chicago. The Trump administration needs to stop politicizing heinous tragedies and instead focus on real solutions, like reinstating federal funds to prevent violence that support our public safety efforts, said a Monday statement from Governor J.B. Pritzker, who is a loud opponent of Trump's campaign to deport illegal migrants. An illegal migrant from Venezuela, Jose Medina, has been arrested in connection with the murder of the 18-year-old student of Loyola University during a walk along the Chicago lakeshore. The Democratic Party in the city and the state has adopted numerous laws to create an amnesty zone for illegal migrants who are extracted from poor countries. These amnesty zones provide a legal shield for poor migrants to keep working, renting, and consuming under the Democrats' sponsorship, even after some migrants attack, rob, and rape nearby citizens. In this case, Gorman's alleged murderer was twice arrested and released before the murder, the Department of Homeland Security reported. On May 9, 2023, Medina was apprehended by the U.S. Border Patrol and released into the country under the policy set by the Biden administration. He was then released again on June 19, 2023, following an arrest for shoplifting in the amnesty zone of Chicago, Illinois. Chicago's growing population of illegal aliens has worsened crime, rents, and wages in the chaotic and corrupt city, which is now losing residents, businesses, and taxes to the stable communities outside Illinois. The Gorman murder is similar to the 2023 killing of nursing student Lacan Riley. She was killed by an illegal migrant who had been released from detention in New York's amnesty zone before he moved to Georgia, where he killed Riley. In November 2024, Trump won a popular and legal mandate to deport all illegal migrants. Since then, Pritzker and other Democrats have adopted a policy of massive resistance to Trump's pro-American mandate and policy. So far, Pritzker's deputies have refused to say if he will hand the alleged murderer to the federal government's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. But Pritzker is offering banalities to Americans horrified by yet another murder in Illinois. Our thoughts are with the family, friends, and Loyola University community grieving the senseless murder of Sherrod Gorman, Pritzker's office told media outlets. Violent crime has no place in our streets, and we expect the alleged perpetrator to be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law, the office said. Pritzker is likely to run for the presidency in 2028 and may not want to weaken his support among pro-migration progressives and ethnic lobbies. His brief and blame-shifting response came months after he repeatedly displayed his sympathy for two anti-ICE street protesters killed in Minneapolis amid street scuffles. Gorman's family issued a mournful statement about their daughter's murder. But Pritzker's minimal response to the Gorman shooting has prompted anger from the surviving relatives of other Americans killed on Chicago's high-crime streets.